The U.S. military is promising a full investigation and possible prosecution of the U.S. soldier suspected of leaving his base in Afghanistan and proceeding to kill at least 16 civilians, including women and children. Charles Collins reports.
Reports from the soldier's home base in Washington state say he suffered a traumatic brain injury at one point and may have been stressed by problems at home. The Afghan parliament is calling for an open trial of the soldier. In an interview with CNN, General John Allen, the commander of allied forces in Afghanistan, said the U.S. law will be followed.
We will certainly keep the Afghan government informed throughout this investigation. We will keep the Afghan government informed throughout the process of adjudicating the outcome. But this individual will be investigated, and the outcome will be in accordance with U.S. law.
The attack in southern Afghanistan has sparked condemnation and Afghan calls for an early U.S. withdrawal. U.S. President Barack Obama said the shootings had only increased his determination to get American troops out of the country. However, Obama cautioned there should not be a rush to the exits for U.S. forces who have been fighting in Afghanistan since 2001, and that the drawdown set for the end of 2014 should be done in a responsible way. I'm Charles Collins.
And we're staying with that story. We have some breaking news from Afghanistan that's reaching us from the wires. Militants have attacked an Afghan government delegation visiting the site in one of the two villages in southern Afghanistan where that U.S. soldier is suspected of having killed 16 civilians. The attackers opened fire at the delegation from several different sides this morning. The attack is still underway. It's unclear if anyone has yet been wounded or killed. The delegation includes two of Afghan President Hamid Karzai's brothers and senior security officials. A U.S. soldier, again, has been detained in connection with the Sunday's shooting rampage that left 16 civilians dead in the villages of Balandi and Al-Khuzai in the Panjawi district of Kandahar province, and now an attack underway at one of those sites. We'll stay with that story and have more on it as it develops.